Finally, they got to the lion's cage. Sam slowly put his good arm through the rails and grabbed some stray lion hairs. Leo the lion growled.
"Oh, fooey,"
said Sam.
"You are just an old sourpuss. You growl just to scare the kids. I know you're just a big pussycat."
"Shh," hissed Leo the lion. "They keep me because I look so fierce. Don't spoil my act."
"I won't,"
whispered Sam.
"We need more lion hairs to scare the Psy Coyote away. Will you pull more out?"
Leo the lion said,
"Will it hurt?"
"No,"
Sam guessed.
"Just turn your silly old tail to me and I will grab a few."
And so he did. Leo jumped and flew up onto a rock. He let out a big growly whine.
"Yow," he said. "That hurt."
All the kids and their parents pulled back from the fence in horror. But not Sam. He blew him a kiss.
"Thanks, old pal. Say hello to your wife for me."
Leo lifted his paw in a wave, and the children and their parents moved even further back. "Okay, Grandma and Grandpa," Lolly said. "Let's go home now."
"Already?" said Grandpa. "But we just got here," Lolly and Polly insisted.
When they were back at the farm, Lolly dropped something onto the path.
"What are you doing, Lolly?"
Grandpa asked. But Lolly was too busy to answer.
"Mummy, I can't sleep. I'm afraid of the coyote and monsters," said Polly.
"Don't worry," Mummy said. "Dolly is safe in her pen, and there are no monsters in your room. Listen to the song, Monsters in My Room."